Friends, I'm turning this morning to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 18. And I'm reading from verse 1 to 5. At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And Jesus called a little child unto him, and set him in the midst of them, and said, "Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted, and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And who shall receive one such little child in my name, receiveth me." Friends, this morning, these are the words of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as the disciples came to him with a question. And our topic for this morning is the necessity and mark of a true conversion. The necessity and mark of a true conversion. This is what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is saying in this verse that we just read. And we pay a far yen sem panetry, Matthew Moman, iti idimotri, and chimu ba kukusi inu. Na asema yibi na so I can say hiya in hiya. Se enipa benya and kwanji. And I hiya in hiya se nipa ebenya agin sakra. Any ma I bet she say, inipe benya agin sakra. And I inipe benya and kwanji. The mark of being born again. What shows that you are born again? And this is what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is teaching us in this account. In these days, anybody you ask about his condition, about salvation, will tell you that nobody can tell whether he or she is saved. And it's surprising that people should talk like that. Then there's no need for the Bible. God will never keep anything secret from us. That is why the Bible is there. That is why Christ came. Christ came to die, to show us the way of salvation. So if he has come to show you the way of salvation, I don't think he will keep us in darkness as to whether we are truly saved or not. So in the scriptures, there are so many areas that God has shown the way of salvation and the signs and the marks of a true conversion. And okay, as someone I even as like I said, say, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Nya adi sakra ti se onyankopon aheman abe asema obekan no enti na kese adi ti se obi a woti wiase bia no wo hu se ya sure we dey wo enkwa emuman that your name is written in the book of life. That is the most important thing. You must make sure while you are alive that your book is written in it. You can never be forgiven when you are dead. So when people are praying for the dead, it's surprising. Yesterday I was at the cemetery at Usu, and the pastor was praying for the one who was dead for about 10 years. You know, and I was surprised. You have to be forgiven when you are alive. You can't be forgiven when you are dead. Once you die, it is finished. So you must make sure that once you are alive, you are in good relationship with God. Your name is in the book of life. So you see that when these disciples came, the question they asked, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? But Christ used the opportunity, as he does in so many of his sermons, to teach them the truth in Christianity. Yes, you pray, the strength only decides the one that you can see a power and a man, you know. Or for that one, so a church song and you cry and walk by Bible. He said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of God." And he said, "Man, sir, more than I do, sir, more than I will fulfill." And Mama, yes, sir, and for a fulfill, I will more. Won't you mean call my hymn? That is exactly what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was saying. Was this a man to say, "I'm the editor and paraphrase"? Which means call Mahimani. I'm sure many of you are familiar with this popular verse in the Bible in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. Shall we quickly turn there and see what is written there? Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. He said, "And it is. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after death there is judgment." After death, this judgment. You see, Bible small can say, "It just say any people na ubu achi no ati muwo." It just say any people ubi a bewo. Even if Jesus back when we move here, that same day na ubewo, because we didn't pass our body way and go heaven. Na ubu achi no. At him was appointed unto man to die once, and after death, there is judgment. And what is the consequence of this judgment? The consequence is that if you are not born again, you will dwell in hell forever and ever. Or you will ascend with the blessed God in heaven. There are only two places. You either go to hell or you go to heaven. Like I said earlier on, when you die, it is finished. When Christ comes, it is finished. You have to make sure you are in it when you are alive. And the surprising thing is that anybody you ask in this world right now, well, I don't know whether a few people can say that they don't want to go to heaven, but most of the people that I've come in contact with and I've spoken to them, they want to go to heaven. They all want to go to heaven. We be a Christian in the earth, of a sort of heaven. We be in the world, my Christian, our Christian, of a sort of heaven. But yet, you look at their lives in this world. They want to go to heaven, and yet their lives that they are living in this world does not show life of people who really want to go to heaven. In the public brown, so we go heaven, no. We have the bonds for our body, we are seeing one. And she said, on the heaven. And so we see one, I am again say, who are, of a heaven. They call themselves Christians. And if you dare challenge them, it's going to be a serious thing. Offending someone is me, which I think is here, a better here. Even when you are pointing their wrong to them, they will tell you are judging them. Now, one thing that we should bear in mind, what Christ said in Matthew chapter 7, verse 20. Matthew 7, verse 20. He said, "By their fruits ye shall know them." By their fruits, you shall know them. Omo abra born na ebechire. Omo suba yon libo biya simu na ene ebechire. Adase omo yi nipa, omo pe heavy nako. Anase, omo yi nipa, omo pe kohe. It is clear there. Na, enipa bebre, suno, omo eni daswa, niti wansu omo pe kohe vino. Ibi na mebe kanchire mu. Obi yeni se, okwa sore, owo asore vino. And they are truly new was answered. And it is so very heavy. Some people think that they belong to a denomination. Their names are in the books of that church, membership book, and therefore they will go to heaven. Some people also think that they are baptized, and therefore, because they have been baptized, they will go to heaven. It is if you say, "Well, boss, if you want to have one of the Sunday, I'll be heaven." Let me look at what other people think. Some people also think that their fathers, their parents dedicated them or presented them to the Lord when in their infancy. Ugbu a ha wụrụ n'ise bịa ya ewuru nụ yedini kọ asọrị dị egwu ịkọ kan sị yedina hyɛ ewurade nsa ɛnu ntị nụ ọbɛkọ heavy. Ugbu a ọ nso a ọnụ nso wọnyi papa papa sị ọnkọ kum obi a ọnkọ bia obi adịe ọnkọ didi obi atam na area ọtị nụ obi emi nso wọ papa wenie wọnyi papa papa sị ọmụ kyerɛ wụ a otu bi bua. So people think because of that they will go to heaven. And it's very sad that none of this will take you to heaven. The Bible does not teach this. Bible just says, "Sanema will now ya, will be called heaven." One theologian quote: "He said there are many who have a Christ in their head, but have no Christ in their hearts." The one thing is, if you be one more, omu wo yesu wo omu ajimu omu nindi bi efa yesu mu, anasa efa Bible mu. Nemo muno eni omu akumu, omu akumu. There's a difference between head knowledge and a complete change of heart. When your heart has been changed and prepared for heaven, there are two differences. So here in Matthew chapter 18, Christ is teaching us the necessity of conversion, and then this conversion, which is manifested by a childlike humility. Makasi, baby, be your home man. Babu na chere. Se ubi a oya ukufono. Enema ebeche wo abrabu. Le ibina Yesu ekana hei. Se de ubeba beji se akora akora kufokra ya wunu. Nasa esiyafu ya ome bisa Yesu sa question. Remember, Mr. Esiyafu, they were disciples. They were people who had the knowledge of the faith. They were people who had tasted. They have been with Christ, and after that time, they thought they were people who would be saved. No more any power, only yes, 190, almost tea as empana, almost being on set, almost do be beer, on the co heavy. But if you look at the question they ask, say, one a beer can see, oh, Wahiman, who will be the greatest in heaven? This is a sign that shows that even though they thought they were saved, they were still kind of, they were thinking about the kingdom of God as a kingdom in this world. Question beside say, as you say, how much do you want to say? When you say, if we are saying, we are saying, we are saying, so therefore, you'll be given positions like ministers of state or something like that in this world. That was what they were thinking. And that was the reason why they asked that question. That who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? But Christ gave them an answer that was far from what they were thinking. But taught them the truth of Christianity. And the basic thing that Christ was telling them is that the surest mark of all the marks, the surest mark of conversion is humility. That's exactly what Christ is trying to tell them. Yes, was what Pastor Khan said. I gave up a dim way, chest, ubina, or for no, any apocrasy. Ubia, or bread of mercy, Ubihun, Ubia, or now for no, Ubihun, apocrasy, or Nabrabu, is humility. And Christ knew very well, he knew how desperate and wicked and sinful men's hearts were. So he knew that from there are people who will go to hell, even though they can come close to heaven. As these are disciples, they were with Christ. They had heard a lot of things about Christ. They were close to heaven, but because of their carnality, because of their aspirations in this world, they were going to lose heaven. And remember, Christ said the same thing in Matthew chapter 7, verse 23. I never knew you. There were people who said they healed in his name, they prophesied in his name, and yet he was telling them that he never knew them. Ebi nimo so kan sa se bi o Yesu pe bi o mo kan se Yesu ye di udin etutu ahonhun bo ni ye di udin asayare en so Yesu ka je o se ninim mo mo amoye eni mabone o ja se bo ni e che se en kwa di atem no nya di a ye se eni pa di mo agro ye se wo ba sori na wo ko na ba na ko da wo ni babu mo na wo nya kwa je. Is a go deeper than that. Something serious must take place in your life, in your soul, there must be a dramatic change visible to everybody in your life that this person, you are born again. And that's what Christ was saying, that they must, a great change must be wrought in us, in our souls. And that must be done for us by the Holy Spirit so that we can have a grounded hope of going to heaven. This is the only way. When you are truly born again, when there are these signs showing you, then you can hope. You can have a grand hope of going to heaven, entering into the kingdom of God. Remember in John chapter 3, verse 5, Christ said the same thing to Nicodemus when he came to him to ask about how to be saved. Christ said that unless a man be born again and from above, and unless a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Nicodemus could be saying, Jesus said, Pambe of Epasua, Obenya and Kwanji. Jesus catch him and said, I just said, Onya, I will fufro. This is our fufro. If we heavy, Nakubankasa, Abbe Yedmao, we nip at Gianni, I'm Onya, I will fufro, and son, I'll wait to Yako heavy. So on your side, we will move on to Yako heavy. It is heaven or to be saved is not a small matter. As we see everybody, oh, our Savior Jesus Christ, oh, everybody think just by saying that you are saved. And this is something serious that we should think about, because this is what the Bible is saying by Christ Himself. Hell is real. But some give me a yampa. Bible, I can't must say it happened. It happened so ampa. Heaven is also real. When you die, it is finished. So, friends, let's take this very serious and examine ourselves whether we have been truly saved. Or there are still some indwelling sins in us. It's a very serious thing. So this sermon that we are preaching this morning is for both those who have never come to know Christ and those who think they know Him and yet they don't know Him. So it's a matter for all of us to pay special attention and then listen to. And if you look back at the text, as I was saying, this was directed to disciples. So we can see that it is applicable to everybody who has come close to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So Christ was saying that even though they have tasted the grace of God, yet there was so much of the old man in them. There was so much of the old man in them that if they don't get rid of all those things, it will be difficult for them to enter into heaven. Yes, what some man or country woman said. Remember, we are talking about born again. So if you are born again, it means you have an old self and then the new self. And you are gradually trying to get rid of the old self, even though you can never get rid of the old self until you die. Whilst you are in this world, that is what you are doing. You are trying to get rid of the old self by replacing the old self with the new self. So here, these people, by the question they asked, it showed that the old self was very active in their lives. So Christ was telling them that they, even though they have tasted the grace of God, because of the soul man of the old man in them, they may miss heaven. So those old self remaining in their hearts, unless they were more converted than they were, like Christ told them that unless your righteousness is more than the Pharisees, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. This is the same thing he's telling them here. So this, like I said, the disciples thought that Christ was coming to set up a kingdom in this world where they were going to hold positions. But Christ was telling them that no, even though the kingdom begins in this world, it ends up in heaven. It will be much seen in heaven. In this world, it will never be seen. We will still live in this world. We are part of this world. But the reality is when we get to heaven. And I'm sure as the word applies to the disciples, it applies to us as well. Especially we who have heard about Christ and have come to know a bit about them. And then, like I said, those who are strangers to conversion. Yenya, Yadben, Ewadi, Eni, Omosu, Omunti, Ewadi, Asenkra, Na, Omwati, Nes, Omunhedin, Tuanamun, and you share, and Kwanji. So this sermon is both for saints and for sinners. See, enough money can for say if I'm here, Omwa, Omunya, and Kwanji, eno mo a eye omo adwin so omo nya enkwaje. So in the first thing, what I will do is that I'm going to show what it shows, what our Lord and Savior means, what is the understanding that he says that we must become converted and become like little children. Maybe can say yes, we are more kind. Say nenchapie. Say far nechie. Ebe dia ni na beyese nkwara. And I said, dia ben ebe ya ni na beyese nkwara. Then I will also speak to those who profess, like who think that they have become like little children, or who feel in their life that they have become like little children. And then I will talk about those who have reason to think that the change has ever passed upon their souls, or those who think that it has never passed their souls. First, I shall show you what it means to say, except you be converted and become like little children. This word plainly implies that you or I can have any well-grounded scriptural hope of going to heaven unless there's a notable change in our hearts, an amazing change in our hearts. You must be stripped naked. You must become as a little child. No matter your accomplishments in this world, no matter your status in this world, when it comes to you, before you and God, you must be like a little child. This verse was clearly said, and far when you are seeing with the word Drew, a war, Abraham, said, but when you are going to tell me, what is that? I want to for. As I said, we are back from Cra, we go home and Cra, and Sana, what in Yako, Nahiman. So then, the kind and the same for you say, they qualify to be ministers. But Christ is telling them, no, that is not the issue. That's what he said. Who is the greatest in the kingdom of God? And then, so when Christ replied, he was replying in a way to mortify them of all those indwelling sins. And then he called a child and then showed the child to them and said, you must become like this before you can go to heaven. So what does Christ mean to say this? What he meant was that unless you become loose to the kingdoms and the positions of this world, unless you become loose, not attach yourself so much into the kingdoms and the positions of this world. This was what Professor Okani said. I just said, Bible na kesa ba kesa ni wi ati nyako pa hin ye ene de training ni kan ni o de hin abe kan ha was he seek for the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all other things shall be added unto you. So Christ is not saying that we should not work or we should not start to do anything, but seek first in whatever you want to achieve in this world. Make sure, because it is God who brought you. He knows your beginning to your end. He is the only one who can guide you and protect you. He knows what is good for you. So you have to have him first, be born again first, and then he will direct you as to where you must go. So you must lose to the world and kingdoms and everything as this poor little child. When you say akwarakitwa, unu ya sibibia, unu si wafese okoye minister, ana wafese okoye say, wafese okoye star, wafese okoye celebrity. No. And that is how we should be. If you really want to walk with God, if you want to go to heaven, that should be your mindset, that you are not thinking about things in this world, and you become like a little child. Otherwise, you can never enter the kingdom of God. Because the Lord knows what will happen when you are seeking those things. The moment you set your mind on that, you are putting yourself in the hands of Satan. He controlled this world. He controlled the system. That is why he could tempt Christ in the wilderness. That if you bow down to worship me, I will give you all these things. That was exactly what the devil was trying to do to Christ. And he does that to us. And that's why we are warned to take our minds off those things. And then seek for God. Ambition and lust are the things that Christ is warning us. A little child does not have any idea about ambition or lust. You give the child a toy, And he's happy. He will leave the whole world for you. So that is how we must be. We should take our minds off worldliness, take our minds off higher aspirations, and seek God. For Him Himself to direct us to where He has planned for us. So this is what it means in a sense to become like little children. The American said, Then God will protect you. Otherwise, the devil will get you and you will miss the kingdom of God. That is one of the reasons why Christ is warning us against these children. Children, they don't have anything about titles and positions in this world. Like I said, you give them their toys and they are happy. So you too, you must be happy with whatever God has given you and look up to Him. Yesterday, I was listening to some pastors and some counselors on television, and they were discussing visions. And then when you have setbacks in your vision, how to solve it. And none of them mentioned giving your life to Christ for Him to direct your vision. They gave many, many, do this and do that and don't do this and do that as a way of achieving your vision. And it's very sad that pastors were there and none of them referred to the scripture. They were all talking about their own, how they think you must behave to achieve that vision. But that's not how life is supposed to be for a Christian. A Christian first must make sure that he is in the good books of God, for God to direct him as to what he has to do. Because after all, we were created to what? Glorify God. In this world, we are not created to be doing all what we think we should be doing. Otherwise, life is nothing. No matter what you gain, within a few years, you leave them and go. Even if you have so much money and you have a long life, say 100 years, there will be a time that you can't even spend the money. You can't even eat. So what is the point? So you can see that this life that we are in now is used to prepare for eternity. Because life is short. And heaven and hell is real. So you make sure that during your time in this world, you use it to prepare for heaven. Not to be so much into this world. Like I said, I'm not saying that you don't do anything. By all means, you do something. You must work to feed your family. You must save your nation and all those things. But if you are truly converted, you will be loose from all these things. You will be engaging. You will be obliged to work. Like I said, to feed your children and also to follow whatever you want to follow. Yet, if you are true Christians, you shall be loose. You won't be so, it won't be so much, you won't be so much attached to those things. Men ka se unye juma, and I said unye bibia, obeye bibi, nemu munu, uma ukre yen ko she, sadie na uye bibi. Di obeye bibi and first, niso unye nyakubo nte beba, nye nyakubo nankasa atreo, die esese uye. So, like I said, this life cycle, It doesn't make sense. You are full of fine, nice baby. Now we need fine. Now we need nothing. We don't need nothing. We deteriorate. So now we are no. Now come. This is not life. If that is life, then really it doesn't make sense. There is a better place to go. So instead of attaching yourself so much into this world, you use it rather to prepare for the next world, the better world. So this is the primary meaning of those words, that we must be converted and become like little children. Another thing that I think he said is that we must be sensible, we must be aware of our weakness as a little child. As I say, yes, who said, yeah, no, or yamia ni mono, ye tosin, ye ni amodia, as I say, away to the teams are, said the Aquarian, Aquarian said, Akorebia, a rich creature. He needs our help. He needs our company, even to walk. We all know that. And it is in the same way that we also have to approach God, knowing our weaknesses and our shortcomings and trusting in Him alone to help us to go through this world. So we should understand that what Christ said, it means that we should be sensible or aware of our weakness, as little children must be cared of and taken. We have to hold them in their hands before they can walk. In the same way, we are living in a world that is controlled by Satan and therefore full of temptations, full of disappointments, full of evil. It is only Christ who can take you through. There's no way that you can go through this world yourself. You need Him. But how will you get Him if He is not in your mind 24 hours and you are thinking of worldly things? The same trap that the devil has set for you is where your interest is. He will get you unless you put your mind to God. So if we are converted and the grace of God is really in our hearts, however big we think we are, we must be conscious that we are nothing before God. How what we were before we were converted, even if you are the president and you have been truly converted, you will know that you are a weaker person before God. And you must be sensible of this before you can actually walk with God. If you are like that, you can't boast. You can never boast. The other time I was discussing with some people in our office when the pastor who came from Kenya came there and we were talking about the Armenians. And what I said was that anybody who is truly saved will know that he didn't play any part in his or her salvation. So that will let you know that before salvation you were depraved, you were dead in sin. The American say, "Love, we by office, and now you can't empty your mind." And now you will be from Armenians. Armenians, you know, only he say, "Edipa, you are so bad." He say, "Get me a body in the house." Only he say, "Get me a home, baby." And I make us say, "Oh, you will be a Jew on Kapa. You be who say, 'Find a fast Jew on Kano.' And you are here who be there. So, can you come and can you come here and find Jeda?" That's what it is. If you are truly saved, you will know that your salvation never came from you. You can never do anything to be saved. So, you understand and you know your weakness. This is why Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 8, verse 14 said, "As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Those who have given their lives to God, for the Holy Spirit to guide them and lead them in this world, they are the true sons of God." Obiara nyako kwa afremu eni kremono or nini biabeshe evanisa. Now we move on to the direction. The kwanya of the first anam saya iviasi. The same way as little children are ignorant, they are ignorant. But let me correct one thing. When I say they are ignorant, I'm not saying that little children when they are born they are perfect. No, they are still part of the fallen creation. They are also falling. But like I'm saying, they are innocent about certain things in this world. That's the point I'm trying to say. So little children, they are ignorant and they are just like people who have been converted. Their everything is on God. Their hope, their trust is only in God. And therefore, you must be also ignorant. In John chapter 13, verse 33, and in Galatians and in 1 John, if you read all of them, they speak to Christians and they call them little children. If you turn there, you can turn to John 13, verse 33, Galatians, and then also 1 John, and see that they are all talking about Christians as little children. Why are they calling them little children? It's because of who they are. They have become like little children. They have been born again. They are so humble. All their hope is on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. When we come to Luke chapter 12, verse 32, Christ flock, the people who were following Christ, they also call little flock. It doesn't mean it's not because they were few in number, no, but because they are become like little children in their own eyes. In their eyes, they see themselves as little children. That is why he said they are a little flock. And then Paul also talk about him himself. Paul Paul, of all people, look at what he said in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 8. He said, unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. Paul is saying this. Paul, no friend, no said, any power, a radiant from me now, only to a crowd. Look at Paul. Paul, a radical, is my chosen vessel. I will use him to spread my word. Paul wrote more than all the other apostles or disciples. And yet, look at what he's saying. He said he is the least among all God's people. See, because of what he saw. Before then, he was a very proud person. He was persecuting Christians. Even he was on his way going when Christ struck him. And it was after he had been struck that he was talking like this. You see, he had become so low as a child that he sees himself as the least of all God's people. And in the same way, as a little child, he looked upon as a harmless creature. And then children too, most of the time, they speak the truth. Children, most of the time, they speak the truth. So if we are converted and become little children, we must also be as truthful as well as harmless. All these are signs that we show in us that we have been born again. We will be truthful to ourselves, we will be truthful to our Maker. In John chapter 1, verse 47, what did Christ say to Nathanael? He said, behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. It means in whom is no fault or sin or anything. You see, Christ was referring to this man, as in him there's no guile. Friends, when Christ said this, he said it to us. So therefore we should examine ourselves clearly to see whether we are converted, whether such a great and mighty change has passed through our souls. We must examine ourselves, we must be truthful to ourselves, because it's a matter of life and death. You must make sure that this thing has happened in your life, and therefore you can think of having a well-grounded hope of going to heaven. As someone yes, you can Emma Obia show who ye say a young pastor, sir, and say a basu of a brabum. One from a big change in your life. So they now see first, you know, and yes, I know what you see. Say, Robert is that a corra, when that's going on in a coupon, if you are only a piano, what did that on your coupon? Sana about a brabum. Are you sensible of your weakness? When you said you see a mre, when you said more now will bring a coupon, more now will say we are the money. Sasha will ask you a brabum. When we say we are miserable, we are blind and naked, if you don't see yourself as such, you can never please God. Have you given up your heart to God, your affections, your will, your understanding, your everything to be guided by God? Who do we be asking your people answer? What dream? Say they will see dream. Say they will see fine man. Who they asking that? Oh no, na on lead you on show. A coin of the first one, the Baba Brabo say you are seeing. And not a one get up, what do you like? Yes, you can say, Obia Mamma Mukrono and control your life, no? On your own Pomodia, and now on your school in India. And a sana and Quarantia, and Quaradum, who Nama on parents, say Omu Guide Yom. When you say, or not, I said, Unia Modi, Unidi, Bia, Libi, Bia, Shay, Nibi Papa, and say, Nima Minsa. Now, say, when you are. Sa awufufu yi a ojo ohun mo sey uhun ohun sey udi se waye se akora se de nyakopon family ko no etie ni ohwe babu nu ma obi a nyakopon na tie bo se the humility in that person bo se akubatie e wo sa any family, even though God used them mightily, yet they were very humble and they were very meek. Now the next thing is that you may say that I've experience all these things in my life. Truly, I see myself as a child before God, weak and without any hope. Okay, so if you know that, then remember that God is your Father. And if God is your Father, we all know how fathers are. You will never like your children to be wicked or disobedient to you. So if this thing has been wrought in you, you will obey God in everything that you will do. Not that you will be perfect, but you will have a fear for God, that whatever God says you must do, as long as you can, you will try, you will obey God. If that change has been wrought in you, this is the sign, you always want to obey God, even if it is difficult for you. And the good news is that whatever we want to do, with the help of the Holy Spirit, we'll be able to do. We'll be able to obey God as a child of Him. Also, if this thing has been wrought in you, there's a big change in your life, then you must love Him with all your heart and love Him with all your might, with all your soul, and with all your strength. This is a sign of somebody who has been saved. The third thing is that if you have been born again, then you will flee from everything that will displease our Lord. The beer we miss out here, and so on your point, you know. Oh, yeah. So when you say, I will go for now. The beer may cut it, and if I do, oh, yeah, no, cookworm. The beer will be able to bring your coupon for a moon, and the chest of your foot here. But any people here, oh, yeah, the beer will be for it. But the oh, yeah, no, baby will be able to bring your chair, how will show your coupon? Because you know God is seeing you. Wherever you are, whatever you are doing, he's seeing you. So if you are really, really being born again, you will flee from everything that may be displeasing, and then you walk worthy of our Lord, who has called you into His kingdom and glory, and that will show that you are really a candidate for heaven. Then, the next thing that you will do if you are born again, as 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 2 says, it says you will desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow. You would like to study the word of God so that you will grow. That is the only way to grow. You can never grow by performing miracles and signs and wonders. You can only grow by studying and applying the word of God in your life. So if you are born again, this is one of the things that you must do. You must desire to study. Peter said, as newborn babies, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. See, children, when they are born, they are given milk so that they can remember when I was in England, when I wanted the first time, I was surprised to see that when people give birth, the council bring them milk. And I was like, why are they bringing them milk? See how they care for the children. They know that they need that milk to grow. So they supply them with free milk. And that is what we are. For us to also grow, our milk is the word of God. How do you apply the word of God to your life? How do you take it serious? How do you even take church attendance so that you can learn more about God? Did you take it as serious as you take your secular work? Nobody wants to be late in his secular work. But yet, when they come to church, people rush in. No, if you are born again, you must make it a point to come to church on time so that you can even have time to meditate before the church service. That shows your seriousness about the word of God. 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 18 says, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And you pray for God to help you, because in all these things, without Him, you can't do it. You pray so that you're able to learn more and to live so that progress may be known in your life. Some people, when you say you are called by God, whatever, fine, you may feel the calling, but the church must also see that in you. The church must see that calling in you if you are truly born again. Now, the next thing is that you will deal with God as little children do with their parents. You see, as soon as they want everything, where they go to, or when somebody has them, what do they do? They go straight to their parents. When they have any difficulty, the first place they go to is to go to their parents. And that is the same with us. When something goes wrong in your life, or when you need something, who do you go to? You go to God in prayer. You kneel down and pray that God will also answer you and help. Because He is your Father. He is your guardian. He is your protector. So that's how little children do. They go to their parents whenever they have a problem. Why should you go to somebody to pray for you? Why? This morning when I was coming, I was listening to a sermon and the man was warning people about going to prayer camps and prayer warriors and prophets and so on, that they should pray for them. Now you, the person, who are you? If you are a child of God, why should somebody pray for you? I can understand that if you want to ask your father something in your house, will you go to another house for somebody to come and ask your father what you want? You can't do that. You go to your father. That is exactly what it is here. Some people can say, oh, me, I don't know how to pray. So that is why I go to people who know how to pray for me. When your little children want something from you, and they come and even they can't speak, will you say, because they can't speak, you won't give it to them? You will give it to them. You will see what they are asking for, because they are your children. In the same way, if you come to God, you don't need to be a professional prayer. You are coming to God to ask Him what you want, and God understands you. Meanwhile, God knows what you need even before you come. So come, and you say whatever you want to say, in whatever way, God understands it. The same way as children go to their parents, and we don't expect our children to speak in a different way before we can understand them. And that is exactly the same thing that God does to us. In Psalm 103, verse 13, God says, as a father pitieth his children, so will the Lord pity them that fear him. The same way as we pity our children. When your child is suffering, you pity the child. The same thing God has for us if we are truly born again and we are trusting in him. And also, the next thing that you must also arm yourself with is that God will chasten you. If you are truly, truly, truly born, So because we are Christians, you know, you are above suffering and you pray. Because Christ himself says, in this world you have tribulation. He has warned us and then assured us that we should take courage because he has conquered all those things. So those things must happen in your life if you are a truly born again. Otherwise, how will you even know that you have faith? Or how can you test your humility and your love and let God put you into a great trial? Then you must know whether you have those things or not, whether you have faith or not, whether you love God or not, whether you have patience to wait upon God. You must go through all these things. So we are Christian, your man of Fufra. I don't have a question. You say, I'm going to be a man. I'm going to be a man. I'm going to be a man. Now, I'm going to be a man. I'm going to be a man. Never more who say, oh, GD, Ewo Onyankopon. And now say, oh, that's all, Ewo Onyankopon. Now, so I'm not saying I will know I'm a Wabra Bundia. Not just a Onyaniba. Because look at Hebrews chapter 12, verse 78. For what son is there whom the father chastened not? If ye are without chastisement, of which all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. You are the head and not the tail, and nothing will happen to you. It is not true. Because the Bible says that you will go through tribulation, but you have assured us that he will be with us. Do you know that the burning bush that was shown to Abraham was a sign that we'll be in that heat, but God will be with us. That's why the fire was burning, but then the bush was still fresh. So it tells us that even though we'll go through all those problems, God will be with us. So God will correct us. And that's the only way that we can grow. The next thing that will have to be seen in your life is that you will long to go home and see your father. If you are really, really born again, friends, you will long to go home and meet God. All the glory that he has promised for you to go and see there. Because there's nothing in this world. There's nothing. Don't believe people who are telling you that this world will be a better place. It has never been better. It has been worse and worse and worse, and it's still getting worse. The only safe place where there's peace is in heaven. So if you are truly born again, your conversation will be in heaven. We will be a one year our fufra. Uba Junise, as I say, Uko Uba Paho. Go and leave your child with somebody for even a day. The child will long to come home. And that's what it is. We have to long to go and see our father. Then also, if you are born again, you will love one another. You will love your fellow born again Christians. And you must know that we are all one, fighting a common enemy. That is why in Ephesians we are talking about unity, how to walk as Christians. We walk in unity, we walk in love. And not until you have done this, not until this great change has been roused into your life, then Christ said that you shall never enter into the kingdom of God, into the kingdom of heaven. It's like saying that you will certainly go to hell. Because if you don't go to heaven, the next place you go is to be hell. You will be damned and you will dwell in darkness forever and ever. And friend, this is true. This is true. Last week, somebody, I was speaking to a woman of about 60 years old, and she was telling me that when she was a little child, a woman came to their village to preach, and the woman was talking about the same thing, that the world is coming to an end. And now she's 60 years, and that thing has not happened. So do I think that this thing is true? Then I told her that with God, that 60 years that you are talking about, even if 1,000 years is like a day in His sight. And how long did Noah preach for? Noah preached for 120 years, warning people about the flood, and people were laughing at him. Eventually it came. The same warnings to Sodom and Gomorrah. We have seen many of them in the Bible to show us that really, heaven and hell is real. There will be a day of judgment. Christ will come and the earth will quake as we stand in our hymn. It is true. It is going to happen. And we must use our time in this world to prepare for that day. But when that day comes, nobody can stand it. And it will happen. God can never say anything that will never happen. When you go to ask him what can be an ebem, now many women be kasa. Now women are kajeni se bra usano. Obi kasi ni se iwiasi be se. This is what this is 6 years. Still iwiasi ni se. Now me give say I'm passing iwiasi be say I'm pan. Now me kasi ni se. No one so oh preacher now what can about insugire no. Oh preacher ya for 120 years. Now for force say no. So I bother them. And so eventually no is thrown by the fire pen na ni pamo kipe ene ye say. The same thing about Sodom and Gomorrah. The same warning was there. People didn't take it serious. Even when the angels went there, that same day, we saw what they were doing to the angels. But it happened. In the same way, when you say this world is going to be destroyed, it is true, it is going to be destroyed. And we are given a time, all our time in this world is to prepare for that day. It is not to make this place our home. Never. It can never be our home. Time is very, very short. So we must make sure that we are converted. And when we are converted and waiting for His return, during this time, He will take care of us. He will protect us. You don't need to go for anybody to protect you. Don't take somebody as your personal prophet or your personal whatever to protect you. No. Let God Himself be your Father, the one who called you into His kingdom to be your Father. Pray to Him. If you have not come to know Him, this is the day. You are not dead yet. There's opportunity for you. Turn unto Him. Ask Him to pardon and forgive you of your sins. Confess your sins to Him. And as He has said, He will make you be born again and prepare you for His kingdom.